Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Gone!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
A game that was billed as the future. The Jacksons meeting up for the first time. Holiday versus Churio. Neither one of them are really a factor in this one. Orioles and Brewers, game one of a three-game series. It was Freddie Peralta going up against Kyle Wells, and the Brewers opened the scoring quickly in the second.
0-1 to Sanchez. Drilled down the left field line. Hooking fair and inside the pole, Gary Sanchez. With his first home run as a Brewer, it's his first hit as a member of the crew, and the Brewers out to a 2-0 lead.
That was after a Rhys Hoskins double, and the inning would get better for the Brewers after an Andrew Monasterio walk. It was the reunion for Joey Ortiz and the Orioles fans. Well, the welcome was not really lasting.
There goes the runner. 2-2 pitch. Line down the right field line. That's a fair ball all the way into the corner for Ortiz. Extra bases. Monasterio around third. He's going to score. Ortiz not stopping at second. Here's the play at third. He's in there safely. Welcome back to Baltimore, Joey Ortiz. An RBI triple in the Brewers' lead at 3-0.
Lane Grindle on the call for both of those here on WTMJ. Rhys Hoskins went at an RBI single in the third inning to score Willy Adames, who hit the farthest ball you can hit. That was not a home run, but nonetheless, he still came in to score. So now it's 4-1 at this moment, or 4-0 at this moment. Colton Cowser hit a home run in the bottom of the fourth inning. All of a sudden, you know, oh, cool, the Orioles are on the board. And now, you look ahead, the fourth inning, suddenly a two-out rally forms after a pair of strikeouts. Jordan Westberg singles. He steals second base. Then there's also a walk in there. Runners are on second and third, and a big chance now with Austin Hayes at the plate.
The right-hander kicks, 2-2 pitch. Tried to check, but he committed on a slider down and away, and he struck him out. Freddie strikes out three in the fourth inning. Eight punch-outs, and two men are left.
That was the most stressful inning of the night for Freddie because the offense would be there to support in the next inning. William Contreras led off with a walk. Blake Perkins hit a single. Runners on first and second. Willie made sure to get it over that big wall this time.
Here's the 1-0. High fly ball, deep left field. Hayes retreating at the track. Wall, bye-bye baseball. Willy Adames makes it fly this time. A three-run shot. And the Brewers all over the Orioles. It's 7-1 Milwaukee.
Absolutely on fire. Fantastic stuff from what Willy Adames has been doing on this road trip. He has been huge for the crew. Some more highlights later on in this game as well. How about William Contreras getting in on the party?
Heasley brings home the pitch. And Contreras, a fly ball out to right. Cowser's back at the track. At the wall. Gone! William Contreras flies one out of here. A two-run shot. It is 9-1 Brewers.
Lane once again on the call. But then two batters later, we had the brouhaha with Willy Adames and James McCann. Willie would end up hitting an infield single. Got to second on a wild pitch, and Sal was up.
Heasley 3-2. Ground ball deep in the hole. And right side, it's going to scoot through and into right field. Adames around third. He's headed for home, and he slides in there safely. Frelick will go to second on the throw. He just pulled that ball through the right side. It got past Jackson Holliday and into right field, and the Brewers lead it 10-1.
They would add one more run later to make it 11, but the real story of the day, Freddie Peralta ending his outing in style.
0-2 to Mullins. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Strikeout number 11 for Freddie. Got him with a fastball at 98 miles an hour to end the bottom of the sixth.
It would be the last pitch he threw on the night. He's 2-0. The Brewers are 3-0 in his starts as they win 11-1 in game one of this series with the Orioles. What a night for the Brewers offense. They've now scored at least 7 runs in 5 straight games for the first time since 2011. We'll wrap up the program after this on WTMJ.